halachic status of the Farashi Jews. Today is probably the most relevant inyan that concerns all the Jews in the Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz La'aretz. Now, the first one that discusses the halachic status of the Farashi Jews is one of the early Gaonim, Rav Tzemach Goyen. So the Anshei Qur'an inquired from Rav Tzemach Goyen, and they told him this story, a very strange story, that a certain man by the name of Eldad Adoni, so he came to Qur'an, and he told them that he visited the Farashi Jews beyond the Sambatian. He didn't say that he visited the Farashi Jews in Eretz Kush. So apparently at that time, the Farashi Jews did not even live in Eretz Kush, in Ethiopia. They lived beyond the Sambatian. Where is the Sambatian? Now the Sambatian is mentioned in the Gemara in Chelek in Sanhedrin. Shal ton shufes o rosho es Rabbi Akiva mayemi yamai. Why is Shabbos different than on the other days of the week? So Rabbi Akiva answered, Sambatian yechiach. So Rashi says there is a medrash that the Sambatian is a river, and beyond that river, so the Jews of the Aseres HaShvatim live, and the whole week he throws stones, but on Shabbos it rests. So that was the answer by Rabbi Akiva to Transrupe Soroshe. He asked him, why is Shabbos different than any other day? He said, you see that Shabbos is different because the Sambatian throws stones all week and on Shabbos it rests. Now, as far as this matter is concerned, so there are many Rishonim who explain it figuratively, not literally. But whether it is to be understood figuratively or literally, it doesn't make any difference. The Shaila was asked of Rav Tzemach Goyen, what should we believe this story of Eldad Adoni? Because they never heard of such Jews who are from the Aseres HaShvatim and from Shevet Dan. Eldad Adoni told them that while the Aseres HaShvatim, they all live beyond the Sambatian, but the Farashi Jews, they are descendants of Shevet Dan. And so Rav Tzemach Goyen answered, Rav Tzemach Goyen was one of the early Gaonim. So Rav Tzemach Goyen answered that they shouldn't think that Eldad Adoni is fraudulent. Because now Eldad Adoni also told the Dan Shikaran that the Farashi Jews have a Talmud, not in Aramaic, not our Talmud, but in Loshon HaKodesh. And on the whole, all the halachas that it mentioned in our Talmud are mentioned there too, except it's in Loshon HaKodesh, not in Aramaic, and it doesn't have the names of it, Anoim and Amoraim. But it only says, in respect to halachas, Omar Yeshua binun mipimei shem piagvo. On the whole, except for a few halachas in regard to Shkite, so the Rosh and the Mordechai in Chul mentions these halachas. The Mishnah says that Noshim are kosher lishchit, even kochi. But in Eldad Adoni's Talmud that he mentioned, no one saw the Talmud. He just mentioned what he heard from the descendants of Shevet Dan. It's mentioned that the Nisho is Psur Lishchei Teisves. The Beis in Chul mentions that. And in the Rosh, and they say we shouldn't pay attention to the halachas of Eldad Adoni because of ignorance, because they are away from the Chachomim, so they forgot many halachas. The Horaya, most of the halachas are correct. Then something very strange was mentioned about the Farashi Jews. that they have certain practices, like the kavod. In other words, they sit Friday night in darkness with the vow of Israel. So Sema Goyen said, we shouldn't consider them as kofkim. They're not kofkim mitirash ba'alpeh, but because of ignorance, they forgot certain halachas. On one hand, they are beruma mailo, I mean, and they knew everything. And on the other hand, they forgot a basic halachas, chmura shebechmos. It's very strange. And then something else. According to Elder Adoni, so the Falashi Jews are descendants of Sheva Dan. But the Falashi Jews themselves don't even pretend to be descendants of Sheva Dan. They say they are descendants of Shlomo HaMelech and the Malkishwar. It's a very strange story. Anyway, but Chas V'Sholem, the Rav Sima Goyen, should pay attention to all these stories, but he said we shouldn't consider Elad Adoni as a fraudulent person. So then he said that we should be Mikarade. So this is the first tshuva that we find in regard to the halachic status of the Falashi Jews. Then, years, centuries later, there are two tshuvas in the Tshuvas Hadvas. So somebody from Mitzrayim asked the Radvaz, he bought the constantly wars between Mitzrayim and Ethiopia. So somebody, a Jew in Mitzrayim, bought a shifre, Ethiopian shifre. And the Ethiopian shifre said that certain captors, pirates, attacked a husband and they killed the husband. And then they took her and they sold her to Mitzrayim to a certain Jew. And the Jew married her. He believed the story of the captors, that she was a Jewish woman from Eretz Gush. He married her. And he had children with her. So the shaila was twofold. First of all, whether the isha is nemonis. Like this, an isha is nemon to say that Bali was nera komeis. But if there is mechoma, why is she nemon? Even though in Dovah Shebelon Parash Mishnai, so either because milsed avil really mishakha nafshe or mitichina shechmat or the sefer, because in case the husband ultimately shows up, so then it states in Mizeh Mizeh, some male isha made it daikin. But if there is Muhammad Bailam, so then we say, we cannot say Milse David the Ligue, Lumishakri Inche, because it's Bridome. She might think, sincerely believe, that the husband will never show up because after all there is Muhammad, so in all probability he'll be killed in Muhammad. So the first question that the Radvaz was asked was whether the woman is believed in the story. In regard to this first question, so the Radvaz answered she's not believed. Because we do not say Milsa David Ligluy Mishakha Nafshei, and we do not say Mitechima Shachmarat al Yusefo, so Isha Melech Daike, because the Isha takes it for granted that the husband, in all probability, he was killed in the war and he'll never show up. And in regard to the second question, now this Jew from Mitzrayim had children with her, are they Mutalavi Bikol? So Radva says then they are also lovely because since she is not demon, so it's possible that the husband is still living. The child is a mamzer, so it's also lovely because. So this is the tshuva that is mentioned in the Radvaz, in two tshuvas. In Chelek Beis Simen Reish Yotes, and in Chelek Zion Simen Hei. But the Radvaz, on the basis of the tshuva of the Rav Sema Goyen, assumes that they are the Ethiopian Jews, are descendants of Sheva Dan. Then, that Rav Yaakov Kastro, who was a Talmud of the Radvaz, in his Agoyes on Yeradeh, in the big Yeradehs he have his Agoyes, I think it's called Beis Lechem. So he mentions that Radvaz, at the end of his life, had a suffix in the whole story of the of Al-Dadoni, because it's not Rav Tzema Goyen. Rav Tzema Goyen just said, we don't have to assume that Al-Dadoni was a fraudulent person. So the Radvaz believed it at first, but then at the end, he started to doubt that maybe they are not even descendants of Shivadon, and they don't even pretend to be descendants of Shivadon. So, all the children that they have are Sofik Mamzerim, and in order to be Mutalovi Bikol, they have to undergo real girls, full girls, Mile, and Tfile, and Kabbalah Smitzves, like any other boy. It is very amazing that while Rav Tzema Goyen and Radvaz, they all base it on the fact that the Farashim Jews are descendants of Shevedon, they don't even mention the Gemara in Yevomes after Zion Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses the halachic status of the Aseres HaShvatim. Now there's a Gemara in Yevomes after Zion Amud Beis. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi, Eved Kechovim Shekidesh Bizman Hazeh Cheshishin Likdush Shemo Maaseres HaShvatim. If a goy, a real goy, so was Mikadish and Isho, so the Gdush Nizdush. Of course, the goy cannot be Mikadish and Isho. But there is a possibility that this goy, who reputedly is a goy, is really not a goy, is a descendant of the Aseres HaShvatim. And the Isho that he was Mikadish is also a descendant of the Aseres HaShvatim. So Meile is Dush of Dush. So the Gemara has the kashe for called the Polish Merud the Polish. So why should we chishish that maybe the Mikadish and the Mikodeshes are Jews? So the Gemara says, Biduch the Dikvir. In other words, if the Chovim was Mikadish in the places where they are Kavua, that's also Shvotim. So Kol Kavua Kimecht Omecht Adome. So we don't apply the aloche of called the Polish Merud the Polish. This is what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi. But then we don't pass him like this. The Gemara says, Ike de Amre, ki Amrite kamedi Shmuel, Omar lei, loizozu mishom, acho osu mevdi kichovim gmurim. In other words, that the Chachomim declare them as gvir goyim, even the Aseres HaShvatim, who were Jews, and they were not misarif with the goyim, but they were declared as goyim moy. So the gdushin is no gdushin. Shenemar sigzas hakosuf, padishem bogdu kibonim zorim yolodo. It's a pasuk in Hebrew. They became assimilated to the goyim. Why? Because they gave birth to Bonim Zorim, strange Jews that are estranged from the Torah, who abandoned the Torah. So on the contrary, it appears from this Gemara the reverse of what Rav Tzema Goyen assumed and Rav Paz assumed, that they are Beruma Milo, they did not become assimilated to the Goyim. On the contrary, they were became completely assimilated among the Goyim, so that no one even knew who is Jewish and who is not Jewish. Apparently, there are two groups of Aseres HaShvatim. There is one group of Aseres HaShvatim who are Beruma Milo, and they did not become assimilated to the Goyim. So, of course, they are Jews. And the Gemara says, Neirachem, that Yishiyahu was ma'azir aseres hashvatim to Eretz Yisrael, because the question was, how could there be evil at the end of Bayisheni? And according to some Rishenim, according to Rabbi Netam, even in Bayish, in the, at the end of Bayis Rishon, and according to Rabbi Netam, even Bayisheni, there was evil, even though evil requires Rav Yishver Olel. And in Bayisheni, so most Jews were not in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Netam says in Gittin that Rav Yishver Olel doesn't mean Rav Jews, but from each and every Shevet. And they were from each and every Shevet, because Yishiyahu was marza them. So there are two groups of Halashi Jews. There is one group of Halashi Jews who are Beruma Mailo. These are the descendants of the Jews whom Yishiyahu HaMelech was marza. And then they went to Golis again. And then there is another group of Halashi Jews whom Yishiyahu HaMelech was not marzia, and they became assimilated in the Goyim. They, even if Klap Yishmai is Galye, that they are Jews, so the Gdushas Yisrael is Spok Aligamre. Now, because of the Zeros HaKosim, now the Kerneiron Yevomes and this Gemore has Yishayle. What does the Zeros HaKosim imply? Vadishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolodu. So one alternative is that the Zeros HaKosov implies that if somebody abandons the Torah to such an extent that he doesn't know, and other people don't know the identity, because there are many Jews, unfortunately, who became Nitmo Bein Agoyim. So then the Gdushas Yisrael is Poka Legamre. In order to become, to have the soil, he has to undergo full chaos like any other goy. That's one alternative. Another alternative is, the Karnayor says, that the Sakosuf of Badishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolodu implies that if a person has abandoned the Torah and he became Nitma Bin Agoyim, so then, and he had children after he abandoned the Torah, so then the children don't have Kedushas Yisrael as long as remain Bogdu Badishem. But the moment the children do tshuve, so then the Kedushas Yisrael is restored and they don't have to go through Geulos again. Now, this is the Shaila raised by the Karnayor. But interestingly, the Meiri in Erevim mentions in Machlekes Hagenim in regard to these two alternatives. And the Gainim say that some Gainim say that the Aseres HaShvatim, who became estranged from the Torah and they had children after they embraced the Das Nochris, so then these children, not they themselves, they have a din of akum, the shritos in the veilo, but if they are mikdash and nisho, so she's mikdashes, but their children who are born after they embraced the Das Nochris, so they are going murim, and in order to restore the Kedushas Yisrael, they must undergo geulos like any real good. Other Gainim say no, they don't have to undergo geulos like any real goy. Even the children who were born after their parents embraced the Das Nochris, all they have to do is to do tshuva. So then, because the Gzeres HaKosov says, Badishem Bogdu, Ki Bonim Zorim Yolodu. So only when are the Bonim Zorim and they have no Kedushas Yisrael, if it's still Badishem Bogdu, but if it's not Badishem Bogdu, even though they are Tinik Shenishbo, so then they are still have Goyim until they did Tshuva. Now, Yeregeya Simen Shin Mem, Sifhei, the Ramon mentions 2 days in regard to Imuma Shehim El Akum. And then he has a teenage, a ben, and the ben died, so he's certainly an onus. We are Chuyev Lachyei, say, but, so the one cheating the Ramoy is that we have to observe Aveles and the Tinnik because he's a Tinnik in Yishbo. He's not a Peres from the Akatsibo. There's the Shite the Mordechai and Sanhedrin mentions in the name of the Ri. And then the Mordechai mentions the Shite of Rav Netam, who is Chelik and the Ri. And he says that we do not have to see Chiv. Now, why does the Bir Agor explains, it's all mentioned in the Mordechai and Sanhedrin. Why does the Ri say that we have to see Chive? Because he's an onus, he's a Tinnik in Yishbo. So the Bir Agor mentions the Gemara in Shabbos in Klai Godel, that Mumbe says that Tinnik in Yishbo bin Akum and was Nechal many Shabboses. So when he's Makir, that he's a Yehudi, so he doesn't have to bring a korban, because who has to bring a korban? A sheik. Sheik is Nikro Chayte. He's not a Rosh, but a Chayte is. But Tinnish Nishbin Akum is an Onus Gomor. So Mimele, he's not even considered a Chayte. If he's not considered a Chayte, so Mimele is Potter of Kor. And Chachomim Achilik. Rav Netam says that a teenage shenilat leYisrael mumrim. So then, if he dies, so then we don't have to observe aveilus for him for the teenage, even though he's onus. So Rav Netam mentions 87 in Sanhedrin. Very strange, the bearing that that's a sefte has on the question of aveilus. In the Sefer Sanhedrin, Perek Yudalet, there is a machlekes between Rebbe Elazar and Chacham. Rebbe Elazar says, "Ktane yira nidachas shehut chulimo." Narod. There is a halacha that if Reiv Yir, a Reiv de Avizore, so then the Eiv de Avizore, so a chayev mis sayev, not skirin. If Milutan Shiriyah or Eiv Avizore, then they have to have a Asroye like every other Mechuyev Misi. So according to Rav Elazar, Vayir HaNidachas, even the Ketanim are Mechuyev Misi, the Ketanim that are Hutrim, not Chas V'Sholem, the Ketanim who are not Eiv Avizore, because of that, there is no kashe by the Michas Chinuch. The Michas Chinuch has the kashe. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if the Eides of Yira Nidachas are Huzem, so then the Amchayim is because Vasisan Likashazon last is locked. So the Michas Chinuch has the kashe according to the Rambam. And Paskins like Rav Elazar, the Tani Yira Nidachas Shehut Cholimo is Nerogin, so maybe we should say that Vasisem Loivilin is Ave, just as the Gemara says, Midin Onu Bishpleni, Shehorak, or Shehu Ben Grusho Ben Chutzo, so Einem Rin Yoseze Ben Grusho Ben Chutzo Tachto, because if he becomes, if the Eidim become Edim Zeh become Ben Chutzor, become Chalolim, so not only they will become Chalolim, Asif Kladeris, the children will also be Chalolim. And the Torah says, Vasisem Loi Veloi Zarei. So why does the Gemara say that the Edim of Yira Nidachas, so Achayim Nisei? So the Teretz is very simple, Rav Chaim mentioned the Teretz, because over here, they are only chayiv misi if hutchuimo, but if not hutchuimo, they're not chayiv misi. So maybe it means they are chayiv misi not because they eating, a chayiv misi not because they are zomam to be chayiv misi the parents and through the parents, the children. Because the innocent children, Chas V'Sholem, are not Chayiv Mise, so they're Chayiv Mise because they try to be Chayiv Mise. The children who are themselves Eved Avizor. Now, the Chachomim Achili Kangablesna. So the Bir Ago explains that the Chachomim Achili Kangablesna, according to Rav Netam, not because the Chachomim hold that a tidek that was nila to parents who are mumrim, he has a din of an onus, and mele we are mechuyef to misablov, but because the din that we are not misavil and prepares darkatzibur is not based upon the Shem Roshe of the Gavri. Because even if he is not a Roshe, so he still has a Shem Roshe. And then the Goyen says, and according to Reb Lezer himself, Svor Rishena, so only by Rani Dachas we say that if he copies Zevid Avizor is Chayiv Mise. But by Shom he says if he copies is Zevid Avizor or any other Avichil Shabbos, whatever. So Mele, he's Potter of Mise because he copies Potter of Onshin. Because all Chayiv Mise are not based upon the Shem Rosh of the Gavri. Vorae, the Gemara says, in Makis, Chayovi Mises Bezni Moso Chuvo in Bezni Shalmato Mechlin Lehen. So it can be Tzadigomo, but it's Chayiv Mise for the Maisa Veye. Mashein Kein, Bayir Anidachas, the Rambam says, in Hirchas Avedizore, and again there is a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet on that question. Perikim Yerchas Avedizore Halocha Hei Einei Sim Yerchas Yachas Ad Sheyadichuo Madicheo Biloshen Rabim V'yemru Lohem Neilech V'naveid Neilech V'nizbach Neilech V'naktir Neilech V'ninasich Neilech V'nishtachve Neilech V'nikabel Belaha V'hem Sheinim V'ovdu Oiso Derech Avidoso Oy Biachas Me'arba Avedes Oy Shekablu Beleha Iran Dacha Shalom Iskaim Ubov Madichel Kolatnoy Mo'eu Heichesim Lehem Masrin Me'idin Bichol Echad Echad Mehem Shavad Avedes Kechovim V'seik L'neisom Ki Yechidim She'ovdu U'momei Noyem Liyashem Halach Avob V'heir Din Iran Dachas בזמן שתיארויו ליעושה איסיר הנדחס בזנה גודל שלכים ודרשים וחקרים עד שידו בראי ברורו שהותחו כל העיר אירו בו וחוזרו לאבילס כחובים אחר כך שלכים להם שני תלמידי חכונים להזירום ולהזירום למוטב אם חוזרו ועשו תשובו מוטב ואם ימדו בבעלתון בזדן מצבים לכל ישראל לאליס עליהן לצובו ואין צורן עליהן ואילכן מוען מלחומו עד שתיבוקה הוא העיר כי שתיבוקה מיד מרבין להם בותידינים בידון נאיסון כל מי שבואו או לפני עדים שעובת ונזכחובים אחר שישרו איסי מפריס נאיסי נמצאו כל העבדים מיותו סייק לנאיסון סוד העבדים הפייחידים ושור היו ניצר נמצאו רובו מלי נאיסון לבזן הגודל וגיימרים שומדינם והרגין כל אלו שעובדו ביסאי ומעקים אס כל נפש עוד המשבו לפי חרף תבי נושים אם הותחו כולו ונמציאו עבדים רובו מקים אס התאב v'noshim shalivdim lifi charet. So again, as Reb Chaim says, the taf that we're able to have is on. The Rambam mentions noshim. So there's a big chiddush that even though a cotton is chayvim is a bayir anadachas, because it's not for the ma'isa aveira. The chiyuv misa anadachas is unlike the chiyuv misa of all other chiyuv misas, where the chiyuv misa is exclusively on the basis of the ma'isa aveira. Even if he does tshuva and is tzadik gomor, he's still chayv misa. Here, because the Torah says v'yotzu bnei bliyal zeicho, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin says anoshim sheporku me'aleihem eli shalmokim. So the Chiyuv Misa is based upon the Shem Roshe. So Mele even in regard to Ktanim who are potter of Einish, but here Bayir Andachas in regard to Avdizore, he has even a cotton as the Shem Roshe. And in another Chidesh, that in regard to Noshim, that only the Noshim, the wives of those men who were Eved Avdizore Achayev Misa, the Misa of Yer Anidachas of Zayed. But those women whose husbands were not Eved Avizore, they are not Chayev Misa mitzad Achiyuv Misa of Yer Anidachas, but the Achiyuv Misa mitzad Yochid. Now, so the Raived is Masik. The Raived, he says, because two things we see from the Rambam, two Chidushim. One, that even after the Eved Avizore, if they do tshuve, so then they are potter of mise. And secondly, that if they don't do tshuve, so even the noshim, even the ktanim are chayev mise. So it's masik and both. So the Raibe says, achakach sholchim lahem shnei talmidei chachamim la'azir eison la'achziron im chozru voso tshuve mutef. Omer Avron, teiva bevoshe teilu lahem ha'tshuve. אבל אם מצא שתשובו מאלס אחר עשרוי ומייס. אחר עשרוי ומייס. So, the Rambam Shiti is that here there is a special halacha that only the Rishoyim of the Anadachas Chayev Zayed, so Mele, since it's based on Hashem Roshi, they do tshuva, so they don't have Hashem Roshi. But if they don't tshuve, if they don't do tshuve, they have a Shem Roshi. So even the Ktanim are chayev mise. But like this, in Kol HaTere Kule, in Chil Shabbos, if he cotton, he's Mechal Shabbos, so he does not have a Shem Roshi. And we see Kotel Eichon Veles in Bez Mitzvun Lafrisei, only to be Misafe B'yodai Mizosa. But to be mafreshim, Bezin is not mechuyev, so he certainly does not have a din of roshi. So apparently, the shita of Rambam is that Avizor is different, and the same thing is true of Arayas, and the same thing is true of Shirozam. In other words, when do we say that the cotton is mufko v'shem roshi? That's only if the Maisa Avir Lesichil Shabbos, if not for the Yisa of Lissase Komolocho, so Chil Shabbos wouldn't be Maisa Avir. On the contrary, Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa Nishamayim. So what makes Chil Shabbos into Maisa Avir is the Azore. Masheim Keina Avidizore, even without the Azore of Lissa of Deim, Avidizore itself is a Maisavir. And it applies to Avrizore, it applies also to Shvechos Domi. We see that the Mishnah all says, Ubram Kasha Leilet, is Chaitrin Esubor, to be Matzil, the Yildes. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara mentions a raya, because the Gemara has an abaye in Pirik and Seir or Meir in Sanhedrin. If a cotton is ready for a chavir lehorge, or a chanar amroso, or a charazocheya, so we are mechuyev to kill him, because a cotton is potter of misi. and the chiyuv nisa vredei is also a chiyuv nisa. Sheper dam odom b'odom tome yishofen. Chaim mentions this is a raya that the aloche of a tzole of a vredei is not just because of Hatzolas Nefoshes, because the same aloha applies to Neneach. If a Neneach sees that one Beneach is ready for another Beneach, Lehorgei, so the Beneach is Nechuyev to kill the Beneach ready. So it's based upon the Chiyuv Nisa. But on the other hand, we see that it's because of the Hatzolet, and the Raya is that if Yochel Atzili Bechor Nivorov, then he's in Chayev Nisa if he kills him completely. So Rav Chaim says that the reason as to why we are allowed to kill the Reideif is to be Masel and Yadet. But without the Chayev Nisa of the Gavre, so then we wouldn't be allowed to kill the Reideif in order to be Masel and Yadet. Because in Deich Nefesh, Nefesh. And that's the reason as to why the Rambam says the Tubram Kasha Lele so Chedrin is Hupe, but the Mishnah says in Eitzes Reishe in Egin Beishe in Deich Nefesh in Pni Nefesh. So Rashi in Sanhedrin and the Rashi in Ola say that and the Ramah in Sanhedrin say that the reason is because before it's Eitzes Reishe is only Nuba. So a nuber does not involve the isaritzicha; it's only an isar chvole. Uber yerachime, so it's like mikata a vora shalodon of the yildes. But once it's eitzias reishe, so then it involves an isaritzicha. But the Rambam sheet is not like Rashi and the Rash and the Ramah. The Rambam says the business to why before it says Reishe we are allowed and they are even mechuyev to kill the Uber in order to save the mother is because of Pikuach Nefesh of the mother, the Nefesh of the mother. But the Rambam says no, the business to why we are allowed to kill the Uber is because the Uber is ready. What kind of a redif is it? The Gemara says Nishmai Karatvali. So the Rambam explains it. In other words, Zeu Tivi Shalom. So Rav Chaim again explains it because we have the aloha of redif in two situations. One situation in the case where one person is redif after another person. So then it is based upon the chiyuv misa of the gavre. But another situation is like Gabisvino Shachoshvoli Shover Mechived Amaso. And all the passengers on the boat were in Sakone or being drowned. So if somebody throws down the masse of the passengers, so he doesn't have to pay because the masse is like a radif, K radif. There's Loshna Rambam. And the Ravid is Masik at the end of Hilchas Reva Masik. He says it's not because of Reidev, it's a special takone. But the Rambam Shite uses the same lotion, Kei Reidev. So Rav Chaim says it's Kei Reidev, in other words, it's a din of Atzole that is not based upon the Chiyuv Nisa of the Gavre. But if somebody is Yolot Heitzi Reishei, so then he has a din of a Nefesh Gomo, and in regard to a Nefesh Gomo, we do not say in Deich Nefesh Nefesh, because the Nefesh of the Uber is Nitres, because he's not a Nefesh Gomo, is Nitres because of the Nefesh of the mother. And Rav Chaim explains there is a machlekes reshenim between the Bahag and the Ramban as to whether the pruach nefesh of a nuber is deich Shabbos, because the Mishnah says in Erechon that if a yildes so is in sakone, so then we can go to Rishus Rabim and bring his sakin and take out the uber. So The Halachas Deila says that it's because of the Pikuach Nefesh of the mother, and the Ramban says in Melchames and the Chiddushim Ayume that it's not because of the Pikuach Nefesh of the mother, but even because of the Pikuach Nefesh of the Uber. And the Ramban says one more thing, that even if the Uber is less than Abon Yein, so then he's not even in Nefesh Koldeu, because the mother is not Mitami to Masleide, so he has still Mechal Shabbos, because of Chalol of Shabbos Echot, Kiddush Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. So even Reb Chaim again says, so the Pshat is not only if he is in Nefesh, but if as a result of the Chalol Shabbos, there will be in Nefesh in Israel, so it's also the Chalol Shabbos. Anyway, so that's the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Now, the strangest thing is that neither Rav Tzema Goen nor the Radvaz mentioned the Gemara in Yevomes of Rizozo Mishom Asher Osum Kiev Kichovim Bo. So, as I said before, that there are two groups in Aseres HaShvatim. One group who became alienated from the Torah, from the Jewish people, so then it's Rizozo Mishom Asher Osum Kiev Kichovim Murim, their children, not they themselves. And then another group who did not become alienated, so they have a din of imumah, so shavtos nivele, like in Michal Shabbat Farhesye, but if he's Mikadish and Isha, me Yisrael, so Gdushov is Dush. Now let's see the Gemara in Chum. In regard to the Kufi, a similar problem that attaches to the Ethiopian Jews, the Falashi Jews, it applies to the Kusim also, the Shemon. So the Shemon in Sancheret brought them into the Eretz Yisrael, as Hadishem, Hoyereim Vesaleheim Oyoedim. So there's a Machlekes Tanoim, the Gemara, Rameya, Rabbi Yesi, as to whether Kusim Gearoi saying or Kusim Gearoi saying. So of course, if we say Kusim Gearoi saying, so they are going Murim, they are not like Jews that are being converted by Reform and Conservative rabbis. It doesn't mean anything. But if we say Kusim Gearoi saying, so then they are Jews. Now the question is how, and we pass like the Mandoma, Kusim Gearoi saying. So the question is, how can we say Kusim Gerem say if it's Aleim or Yoedim? So there's no Kabbalist mitzvahs, and Kabbalist mitzvahs is the main thing in Geirus. So Tesis in Chum has that kashi. And Tesis says in Chum, at the beginning of Chum, Kosova Kusim Gerem say, Ushbitosam Psula. In other words, before the Chachamim were gezer and the Kusim, that they should have a din of Akum. So the Shrit is Kshera, according to Mandoma Kusim Gerem, but according to Mandoma Kusim Gerem saying it wasn't necessary to be stuck in any Takonis, because they are going. Ushritosom Psulot, Mishalib Kachovim, Mizavachta, Machatuzbeach, Hatehechel, Kalim Arisi, Shubas Vichel, Lafuke, Vichovim, Beichon, Veles, Lahachis. ואף אגב זה אומר בסעיף פרק ואיזה יבונס איך עוד גירה רויס ואיך עוד גירי חלנס כולם גירים גמורים היינה כי שמסגר לגמרי מפחד הרי he's מסגר because of the פחד of הרויס so ממילא it's still a girls even though it was not לשם שמיים אבל כוסים לא מסגר לגמרי כי דרסיד נמלוכים אס הדישם או יורים אס עליהם או יורידים ומאן דומה גירם מסעים Kosova the Shud Nizgairo Ligam. So it appears that there's a Machlekes in Mitzias, it's not Mistava, it's a Machlekes in Mitzias. So obviously when Tesis says Kosova the Shud Nizgairo Ligam Re, it doesn't mean they openly came before Bezdin and they had tefillin, milin, tefillin, Kabbalistic. No, because as far there is a difference between the geos of milin, tefillin, the geos of Kabbalist mitzvahs. Geos of milin, tefillin is me'akif negeos. It's not the geos itself. It's me'akif negeos. Now we have in the Gemara and Yevamos, we have in Machlekes. Test. He had mirror, but no tefillah. So he's a ger. Shachin matzimu ba'aviseinu. Shemoru v'loitav. What does aviseinu mean? So Rashi says, aviseinu shemoru b'mimeishe. Kishiyotzum mitzrayim. V'yotzum lichlal b'neach. Likabel atiro yukabel b'nei ashrinu. That's Rebbeza. Tova v'loimo, just the opposite. He had tefillah, but no tefillah. Rabbi Yishua Ime Arizi Gea Shechei Motzimu B'Imois Shetovu. Who does Imois mean? According to Rashi, it doesn't mean the Imois like Sor Rivka Roch Vole, but it means the wife, the Noshim of the Yitzim Yisrael. Nishiseyem Shetovu K'Nefosh L'Kamom Dim L'Tovu B'Amen Yichnis Tachas Kam V'Yashrino. Then the Chachomim Eimu Mepaskal the Chachomim Tovar v'limol, mol v'li tovar, in geir at shiyomu v'yitve. In geir at shiyomu v'yitve. So we need both. Now, the Ramban is chelikan, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ran, a chelikan Rashi. Whereas Rashi says that shechei motzinu, b'aviseinu, shemol v'li tovar, it means the obvious, the Yitzim Yitzchayim, so he says, the obvious means Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu is nichnas tachas kam v'yashrino, so he had mila. So then, mishor shenichnas lebris, the Ramban says, so yotzom l'chlal b'nineach. So there seems to be a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. According to Rashi, so the obvious had a din of b'nineach. According to the Ramban, the Obes and the Shvotim had a din of Yisrael Mishor Shenichnas Avraham Avinu Libris. So Yotzo Michal Bneich. Now the Ramban in Chumash, in Parsha Behar, and the Parsha of the Megadim, so the Ramban asks against Rashi, how can against Rashi, against the Chachmei Sofas, that because Vayetze is Mishri, Vihu b'seir bnei Yisrael, v'yiki v'zashem. So Rashi mentions, it's a medrash, melamei shenizgaya, b'seir bnei Yisrael. So that was an akum ha'boal ras Yisrael. So the father was a goy, a mitzri, and the mother was a Jewish. So the Ramban asks, why did he have to be mizgaya? Akum she'boal ras Yisrael, so the blood is gemesa. Bincho habo mibitcho is kol Yisrael, but bincho habo minochis is ain't kol Yisrael. So the Ramban says, the Menemetra says, Mamishn is Gaya, he identified himself with the Jewish people. Right? So that's what it means. So what is the machlekes between the Rashi and the Ramban? So I mentioned, I think, Shavuos night, that the machlekes, there are two kedushas Yisrael. There is a kedushas Yisrael of the prat. Every Jew as an individual, so has kedushas Yisrael. The kedushas Yisrael of the prat took effect at the time of Mishor Shenichnas Avraham Avinu Libris, even before Matan Torah. But then there is the soil of the cloud. And the soil of the cloud doesn't attach itself just to the whole cloudy soil as a unit. No, it attaches to each and every individual Jew and each and every individual Jewess as a member of the cloud. So that it took place at Matan Torah. Hayei mazen yei salam. So that means at Matan Torah. So the machlokes between Rashi and Ramban is like this. We say b'umisolach acharazoch. So if the father is a Mitzri and the mother is a Knainis, so then the child has a din of a Mitzri. But if there is intermarriage, so then it's holach, it's klodok meisol. So according to Rashi, that is based upon the Kedushas Yisrael of the cloud. But before Matan Torah, there was no Kedushas Yisrael of the cloud, only Kedushas Yisrael of the prat. So it's the same halacha of Bumi Solach Achazocho applied to a case of intermarriage also. According to the Ramban, so this halacha of Lodok Meiso is not based upon the Kedushas Yisrael of the cloud, but it's based upon the Kedushas Yisrael of the prat. Now, let's see again. Let's go back again to Gemara in Chum Davor Vamed Aleph. So we pass him like Mandoma Kusim Yeremisi. So that Jews. But then Musheim Motzulahem in the days of the Maroim Omar Rab Nachman Bayitzchok Musheim Motzulahem Bereish HaGrizim Shoyed in Eisho. So then the Ogezer and them Loizozu Mishra Macho also made the Chavim Gmurim. So, what does it mean? Ki Chavim Gmurim, without what? So, as far as Shriti is concerned, so even before the days of Ravam and Ravase, they were gazer that they should have a din of Nakum. But regarding the aloche of Bitl Rishus, a Yisroel can be Bitl Rishus. You don't have to be Sechel Amor. But the goy, you have to be sicher mocking bitl rishus is not effective. Now, so the question is, in regard to kusim, so in the days of Ram and Ravase, they were gezeir, that they should have a din of an akum, that they couldn't be mevatel rishus. Uchelikanye, Yisrael muna mishabeya, mishamya shabbati bishuk. In the Vatel Rishus, Vinesin Rishus, Visheina Mishaba Shabbati Bishuk, in the Vatel Rishus, Vinesin Rishus, with Neshomo, Yisroel, Nesin Rishus, Mevatel Rishus, or with Gehovim, Achi Yaskia. So that was the Xer. Now, the question, so that is in regard to Ikusi. So even though Kusin Gerem is saying, but there was a special Xer, they should have a din of an akum, they should not be able to invatel rishus. How about Eitzduki? Now, Eitzduki, the Rambam says, has the same din, halachic status, as the kusim before the Chachomim or Gezer Aleim Liyiskia, because they had something in common. The kusim rejected the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Zdukim reject the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rambam says, in in Hilchas Shchitei. No, first, let's see how the Rambam passes in Midah to Bittul Rishus in Hilchas Shabbos. Okay, based on what I said, Halacha Tes Yisroel Adorim with Jehovah Mazois or in the Tesha of the Chotzer in the Israel of because Dira Sakum in a deal Shadira said Jehovah Mazois in a deal. ואם היו שני ישראלים או יסר ויחוב מזור ישוח עם מונה וזה ישראל להם so one akum doesn't answer but if there are two akum so then if there are two ישראלים and one akum so then since the one ישראל answers and the other ישראל so they would have him also answers say ואם היו שני ישראלים הוא יסר ויחוב עם מזור ישוח עם מוהם הרי זה יסר עליהם ודוב הזה גזירה שלא ישכינו ויחוב עם מזור עם מוהם שלא יהיו נדעו ממעשו ולא מה לגוזו בישראל אחד ויחוב עם מזור יש אחד מפני שאין ידוב המוצו שהרי יפוך לשם היש יחד עם ויאגנו וכבר אוסרו ליש יחד עם ויחוב עם מזור יש Now, in the Mishnah in Erev, some half of base hador ma akum de khotzer un shein me de beire da gezei sal khabza ben yaki ve in yo yo min eisi rach yu shnei israelim eskim zalze oma rab nam ne das sind die alte nach so one akum doesn't asa but in that two israelim who asa a panchada and then another akum so the akum also asa oma rab nam ne maise dis duki achot שוידור אימונו בלמובי בירושלים ויאמר לנו אבא מערו ויציאו את הקיר למובי עד שלו יציא ויוסר עליך רב יהודה אימא בלושנה אחריה מערו ועשו צוחיכם בלמובי עד שלו יציאו ויצר עליכם so the מחלקת between תנקמה and רב יהודה whether it's duki can answer or not in other words whether it's duki as a dima ונקום or of Yisrael So the Gemara says, So the Gemara is the Kashi. After all, the Mishnah doesn't even discuss Tzeduki, discusses Akum. Tzeduki man b'chal shmei. So the Gemara says, Chasuk ha-Nachzerei, Tav Samachas ha-Beis. ורוח הקטון, צדוקי הרי הוא כנוכי, קודם תנקמי, ורגמליה אומר צדוקי אין היא כנוכי. ואומר רבן גמליה, מה יעשה בצדוקי אחות שאיתו רימון ובמובי בירושלים? ואומר לו נועבו מערו ויציאו את הקיר למובי עד שלא יצא ויצא עליך. ותניה, הרדור נוכי צדוקי בעיסוסי הרי לא יסרינוב, ומה יעשה נגו יציץ לסיוע? ומה יעשה בצדוקי אחות שאיתו עם רבן גמליה ובמובי בירושלים? ואומר להם רבן גמליה לבונוב בונה עם ארו ויציאו מה שאתם מציאים והכניסו מה שאתם מכניסים עד שלא יציא התאיב הזה את ועוסר הליכה שהרי ביטו בשוסי לכם דברי מאיר רב יהודה עם מאיר בלא שנחיה מה ארו ועשו שכיחם במובי עד שלא תחשך ויעשר הליכה so that's the מחלקס now the Rambam paskins that when we say in regard to the Chal Shabbos, there is a distinction between the Chal Shabbos Vahesye and Itzduki. The Chal Shabbos Vahesye, the Rambam Paskens in Perek Beis Milchas Eret Malochet Zayin Yisrael Shu Michal Shabbat B'Farhesye Oy Shu Evid Avis Kechovim Umazolis Hare Yul Kevid Kechovim Umazolis Chol Vov Ve'im Avu Nimei Ve'in Mevata Rishus Elo Seichim Minenu Kevid Kechovim Umazolis Avo Limoyo Mina Apikos Shein Evdim Avis Kechovim Umazolis Ve'im Michal Nishabos כי אם צדוקים ובייסוסים וכל הכיפרים בצירו שבעל פה, כל סולדובו, כל מי שנימדה במתפרסי רב, אם יאהב ונימד לפי שנימדה בערב, ואין סליח ממנו לפי שאיני כבחוב מזוז, אבל מבטל הוא רשוסי לישראל הקושה, ויזוי תקנתי. So, וכן אם הוא ישראל רחות קושה, וזה הצדוקי בחוצה, הרי זה איסר עלוב, actually battle issues. In other words, a tzduki does not have a din of an akum. He can have been battle issues, but he does not have a din of, because he's not made of eira, but he does not have a din of an akum. Why? Because he's a tinish nishbo. So just as he's a tinish nishbo, in regard to the fact that he's a kefir b'teir shemalpe, he's a tinnish in Yishbo, in regard to the fact that he's mechal shabbat b'faresi also. Teisa says the kashi. In Erev, how can we say that his duki has a din of a Yisrael, but he's mechal shabbat b'faresi, so he should have a din of an akum? So Teisa says that even though they were okay from the Tirash of Alpe, Hoyo Misyorim Mipnei HaPrushim, and in the presence of the Prushim, they were not Nechal Shabbos, in Nisar Rabbonim. Why does this mention on Nisar Rabbonim? The Advaz is the Kashi. Since they did not believe in the Tirash of Alpe, so they were Nechal Shabbos, in the Lam Tesmi Lachas also, oh, that's the Kashi. Anyway, but they were certainly Nechal Shabbos with Arhesye, in Surah Rabbonim. So taste says kashi. So how can a din of Israel? So taste says because Mishael doesn't mean afraid. He means out of respect. If it's only because of fear, so it's not shayach. It wouldn't be mafkia the din of Mura. But it means they had respect for the Chachamim. And the Miri mentions that there is a distinction between tzdukim and baisusim, because the tzdukim baisusim had something in common. They were kefir b'teir shemalpe, but the tzdukim had respect for the chachomim, and in their presence they were not mechal shabbos, but in something that is also called b'teir shemalpe. But the baisusim had no respect, so it's pakratrei. So meneire, we don't say tinish nishbo, as the Rambam says in the Tshuva in regard to the karoim, that we do not say the in regard to the Tanoim, the Aloch of Meridim Remailin, because the Atinish Nishmo are in Loishe Pok Chutvei. In other words, those who are Midaber Bechutzpe Neged Chazal. So then it's not Shayach to say Atinish Nishmo. It's Atinish Nishmo in effect. He doesn't believe because he was raised that way. But it's not Shayach to say he's Atinish Nishmo and being Midaber Bechutzpe Neged Chazal. So that is that only Michal Shabbos Farsiya and Nonus, who is not Michal Shabbos in Isurei Deraise, in the presence of the Chachamim. But the Michal Shabbos Farsiya, who is Michal Shabbos in the presence of the Chachamim, is Hezidin of a Mumah. The Rambam Shite is not like that, because the Rambam says if he's a Tinik Shemishbo, even if he's Michal Shabbos, b'farhesye, in the presence of the Prushim, so he still has a din of an akum. Now we find the same achlekes, the same in regard to Shkita also. Rambam says in Perek Dalet, Nach Shchit Halacha Yudalet, Yisroel Muna L'Aveira Min Haveris, Sho Yomumche, That means it's the oven. Hari Yishir V'chatchir, Vitzorich Yisroel Kosha Limiz Hesaki, Because he's only, a Muna is the oven. So he has to be, the Yisroel has to be ready to sack. V'haki Yitnen L'Muma Zer Yishrit Bo, Mitni Shechaskosei Sheine Tereach Livdik. V'im Olomuma L'Avrizore, und mich als Schabi Faresie und Abkeres, wo er Kiefer betiere und mich Rabbeinu und mich Beanu, wie hilch es Schuwe, Harei und Kiakum und Schritos in der Welt. So ich ist ein Abkeres und mich als Schabi Faresie und Mumal Abdesore, so ist Kiakum und Schritos in der Welt. Hier ist die Psulomnach. Denn der Rambam says, just the contrary, in der Loche des Ein. Elu hat Stukim war bei Susim, wie Talmideen, wie Cholatim Achreim, because sometimes the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, when he talks of the Aloch of Merin Lemalin, he mentions the Zdukim by Susim, Teimu Deitof. Teimu Deitof means Kofa Betrilo, like Sodik of Isis. But Tei means that the children and the grandchildren and the Talmidim who don't know and they follow their leaders. So the Rambam says, Elu ha'tzdukim rabbi susim, v'talmideim, v'cholateim achreim. So the Rambam emphasizes, ha'tzdukim rabbi susim, v'talmideim, v'cholateim achreim. What does it mean, talmideim? What does it mean, cholateim achreim? So there is a Chuvas Radvas. In other words, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Issuri Bie, Kiyot Gimel, Nilchas Yisori Biye, Halocha Yudayin, Ger Shal Yibot Kachof, Oishu Yidu HaMitzves, V'yon Shon Mol V'Tovar B'fnei Gimel, Yitis HaRizi Ger, Afilu Neida Shebishvil Dover Mizgaya, Nat Lashem Shamay, Hoyer Mol V'Tovar Al Yotzo Mulchol HaAkum, V'chei Shishin Liyat Shizbo Yotzit Kusim. Very strange lesson. ואפיל חוזה ברובת כחובים, הרי הוא כישראל מומר שקדוש ובדוש, ומצווה להרזר אבידוסי, מאחר שטובה על נעשי כישראל, ולפיכוך, כימו שימנו שלני נשיסיין, ואף על פי שניגלו סיידר. So the Radvaz says the Kashe, all right, he says, אם כדי שאחל חוזה ברובת עקום, הרי הוא כישראל מומר שקדוש ובדוש, because Yisrael Muma Shekidish Dush of Dush. Yisrael Muma is a Jew. The Dush of Yisrael is not Poka. But he certainly not Bitsubel Achyese Yisrael Muma. Muma Abdizore. So it's Merin Lemailin, so why does he say, Umitzel Hazer Avedose? The answer is, so the Rabba says, since the Gea did not know of the mitzvahs at Torah before he was Mizgaya. And the time was Mizgaya, so Besdin was not Midir the mitzvahs to him. So maybe as a din of a Tinish and Ishbo. Because if somebody did not learn Torah Shabbal Peh, so then he has a din of a Tinish and Ishbo, even if he is a Bokin Torah Shabbat. So that's why the Rambam in Cheshchite says, פרק ד' הלוך את הזין אלו הצדוקים ודאי סוסים ותלמידיהם וכל עתן אחריהם הימי שדור לתלמידיהם the children, the תלמידים, who else? חלטים אחריהם means not one of the תלמידים but to join the sect, the movement they were very ignorant they didn't learn to worship okay they also had a din of a tinnik shenishbo and ממילא So, v'chatei achen shinamim v'tiro shebal peh, shchitos naso, because of v'chashash kirko, v'imshochtu b'fonainu harizu m'teres, sheinisa shchitos onero shemo yikalkelu, v'heim einu maminim v'tiro sashrite, lificho achen inemonim leima leitelkan. Now, the Rambam in Ilches, Avodim mentioned the same halach in regard to Zduki. The Rambam in Perek Vav Milchas Avodim, Halacha Hey and Vav says, "B'shisha Dvarim, this Gemara in Gittin, Shavin Shechuri Avodim Ligitinoshim." ובשור דבר מראים כשור כל השטורס ואילו הן השישו פסולים באחורי של אקום וקירים בעיד אקום וצריכים כסיבה לשם המשחר עצמי ונכתובים בחובר ונחיס מידי המלזה בפני זה אחד יתנושים ואחד שחורי עבודים שובים למלך ולמייבי כסף כל השטורס אוהלים באחורי של אקום שירים בכל התנועים שונו מבוארים בלחס הלבוי חוץ מגדינו של שחבודים הלוך אבוב כל שטר שיש עליו אף לאיד אחד כוסי יספוס חוץ מגדינו של שחבודים שאין שירים בידי אחד ישראל בידי אחד כוסי in other words before the חכמים הוא גזר and the כוסים they should have a din of arim והוא שיהיה כוסי חובר Because even before the Chachamim were Gezer, and then they should have been of an Akum, if he's not because of Chover, so an Amoritz is also postulated. Obisman haze, sha'akusim ke'akum, b'chol divrayim, on limedim yehem l'itzdukim, sha'atzdukim bizman haze, k'mo ikusi be'isi azman, k'edim she'gozo aleyem she'yiu ke'akum, b'chol divrayim. So, In other words, so Kusi Bizma, Tzduki Bizma Zeh has the same halachic status as the Kusi before the Chachamim or Gezer Aleihem Yizgakum. Because before the Chachamim or Gezer Aleihem Yizgakum, so they didn't have a din of a Numa Kiakum Chavah. Because he was an onus. But then the Chachamim or Gezer, even so he is like a Goy Gomo. Again, and that there is also a Machlekes Hashanim, what was the Takone, Of course, some Rishonim say that it means he has a din of emunah that he's possible. He shchitei asura, but not that he is a goy. But the Rambam shiti is goes al yiskakum that they are mafkia the kedushas Yisrael. How can the chacham be mafkia the Yisrael in the same way as the chachamim are mafkia the kedushas Yisrael of the descendants of the Asaras Hashpatim? Who are assimilated among the goyim. So the Rambam says the same thing is true of Eitzduki Bizman Hazeh. So Memele, he has a din of Etinik Shenishbo, so he's even kosher leides. He's even kosher leides. Because the kashos leides depends upon Hashem Roshe. If it's anonymous, so he does not have Hashem Roshe. Now the Rambam, now back again. The Rambam in the Suri Bia when he says Gera shall ibot kacho v'shal yidu ha-mitzves v'yon shan mol v'tov al b'nei gimel ad yitis harei ze gera אפלניה שבשביל דובר הוא מזגייר, הוא ומור לטוב על יוצא מכל עקום, וכי ששאולי השיש, בו יוצא תגוסי. So, the ראשון הרמב״ם is יוצא מכל עקום, he doesn't say הרי זה ישראל. But יוצא מכל עקום, in other words, he's a Jew and he's not a Jew. Why is it? ועבר חוז עבר את יקחוב עם הרי את ישראל נור של דוש ודוש. Then he says, ולפי חוך, כימו שימי שימשי, ושלמי נשסיין, Afropish and Niglo Sedam. And the Rambam says the same thing כמו בעריכס עם פרק י' ג' הלוך ידל על יל על בית חוששים שין המשיע אס ישראל או שלימי מלך ישראל שניקו ידיד עד השם נוסנו שמחריז בגיוס how is it possible? אלא סיד הדובר כך שהמצווה הנכינו כשיובי הגר או יגיירס ויזגר הבית כנחום שמו בגלל מומן שייטל אוי בשביל שחור שייסקלו אוי מפני הפחד בו להיכונס לדס ואם מישהו בית כנחוף שמו אין אוף נוסם בישו יהודיס ואם מישהו היא בית כן שמו אינאו נוסנו בבחור בבוחו מחור ישראל אם לא נמצא להם אלו מדין איסון כבד אל הטרו ותראה שיש בסיוס העולם מהמרצס כדי שיפרשו אם קיבלו ולא פירשו ורואו איסון שחוזרו מאבו מקבלן איסון שנמה ותראה כי מסמצס היא לולכס איתו ותרדה לדבר עליו לפי חוך לקיבלו בזן גרים כל מידובד ישלמי מידובד שמה מן הפחת חוזרו ומשלמי שמה בשביל המלכוס והטיבה הדלו שהיו בו ישראל חוזרו שכל אחיזה מן העקום בשביל דובה מהב לילום איני מגירי הצדק ולמי איני גירי הצדק ואף על פיכנו יגירים הרבה מסגרים מדובד ישלם לפני הדייטס ויובז נהגוד לחישי שלהם לא ידע איכי נעיסון אחר שטבלו מכל מוקים ולא ניכר ונעיסון עד שתירה אחריסון ופי שגיע שלוי מנושים בנוסו וחיישים שאין גיע בנוסו והדובר ידוע אשר יחוזרו אלו בשביל דובר ולא לרפי בזן גירום חושב נקוסוב ולמי לרפי בזן גירום דלוז בזן בוטנת בזן הגודל חושב נקוסוב תילו אינקוב ובסירו נעמדים ואי שיחיח סיפון על תחילוסון שנעידס כחובים שלהם ובונו להם בומס ואלו נעקוסוף תלהו בנון שנאמר עוז יבנה שלימי בנון פוסט פשטנה so obviously פשטנה רמב"ם is that there is a difference between מילה and תפילה on one end and קבלס מיסוס on the other end as I said before מילה and תפילה is מעקיף נירוס because מילה is מעקיף נירוס because כל הגויים הרי ללעית כל הגוילים הרי הגויים הרי לי וכל מישראל הרי ללעית so in other words it means a goy even if he is a mob ערבי מוב, גבעיני מוב so has a shemo has a shemo and tefillah is also marked but it's not the essence of Yerus Kabbalah's mitzvah is the essence of Yerus so mele the Rambam Shiti is Kabbalah's mitzvah is the essence of Yerus not in the sense that the mindset of Kabbalah's mitzvah is constitutes Yerus the fact that he is a committed Jew committed to the Torah so without any reservation that makes him into a ger so Memele Shlomo and Shimshin continue to live with their women even though they were Rebid Avizore because they hoped that in the end they'll become committed Jews so Memele so it will be Huval and Afreya that they since there was a Maisigeus and the only thing is they have to be committed Jew so as Tisva says in regard to the Kusim the Mandoma who says Kusim Gerem is saying because Shuv Nizgairo Ligamre it means it doesn't mean there was an official Kabbalah mitzvah but it means that became committed Jews at first they didn't give up the Abrizor but then they gave up the Abrizor So this is what Shlomo and Shimshin hope. Now let's see again in regard to the Gemara in Chum.